Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening / good morning to you and how you be at 12:06, 45 seconds of what is now a Friday morning on your fan in New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Michael Fliegelman, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a final 1 hour schmooze right up until Tony Page at 1 on your fan. New York City.
The Baseball Writers Association of America announced their winners of the Cy Young Awards.
As a starting pitcher, that's the, you know, kind of the highest honor you can have.
Struck him out. That's 11 for DeGrom tonight. Struck him out with a curveball. That's 12 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. 1-2. Struck him out. Jacob DeGrom strikes out the side of the seventh.
Jacob is so relaxed, he might not feel the stress of those.
And he struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for DeGrom.
DeGrom gets it. 13 strikeout.
This is Major League Baseball. It's not just going out there and just going to let you run all over them. So Jake is definitely doing something special this year.
On the inside corner, got him looking at a changeup, and DeGrom strikes out the side in the fifth inning. Struck him out! A master at the top of his craft.
Yes, Cy Young, one of baseball's all-time mound greats, who in a 22-year span from 1890 through 1911 hurled 511 Major League victories. More than any other man.
10 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. Another wonderful performance by DeGrom.
He always seems to step it up, even when he doesn't quite have his best stuff and there's a runner in scoring position or a runner at third with less than two outs. He steps up, gets the big strikeout.
Struck him out. 9 strikeouts for DeGrom.
I want to win baseball games. Whether I get the win or somebody else, we want to win as a team. So any win's a positive.
He strikes out Jeanette on a curveball in the dirt. 10 strikeouts for DeGrom. And that'll do it for the Reds.
That's definitely something that I would like to win. It's the best award you can get as a pitcher, I would say. So it's definitely something that you strive for and a goal that you try to get to.
Ground ball down to first, handled by Flores. He'll run to the bag and the ball game is over. Jacob DeGrom with a complete game performance, the third of his career, does not allow an earned run, lowers his ERA to 1.71.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to go out there and throw the ball well, but like I said before, every time I take the mound, I want to put up zeros. What other guys do is out of my control. I just have to go out there and do what I can do.
Receiving more support from the writers than his teammates, Jacob DeGrom, the runaway winner of the National League Cy Young Award.
It's awesome. Truly an honor. Kind of speechless, honestly. I got to thank God just for the talents and abilities that he's given me and the opportunity to play this game that I love. Also want to thank my family, my wife, Stacy, and the kids for the support that they give me, and the Baseball Writers Association for the votes, my coaches, teammates, and just everybody involved. You know, couldn't have done it without everybody.
There was one baseball writer, and we have him on the line right now, John Maffey, of this, not from Washington, where you would think homerism lives and thrives. John Maffey is with the San Diego Union Tribune. John, can you look at yourself in the mirror? John?
Can I? Yeah, absolutely.
No. You're looking for 15 minutes of fame and attention.
Steve, this interview is over. Thank you. Goodbye.
What? Well, there's a guy. Well, with a little. Well, one of my better interviews. Here's the thing. Where's this guy's sense of humor? taking a little bit too seriously here, don't you think? I can't believe that. The last time somebody hung up on me doing an interview was Charlie O'Finley when I was in Sacra Tomato, and Charlie didn't like the questions, and he hung up on me. So there it is, John Maffey. And what? I mean, come on already. Please explain yourself. I can't believe that. But nonetheless, there it is. We got John Maffey, and he had no sense of humor as far as I'm concerned. You know, and we wanted to find out why he voted for Mad Max. That's it. He didn't have much tolerance. He didn't have much patience, and certainly no sense of humor, that's for sure. We had planned to have some fun with him and, of course, have him explain why he voted for Mad Max. I was going to suggest that he turn in his press pass, that he couldn't look at himself in the mirror, and if he had a chance to change his vote, would he do so? And was he looking for the 15 minutes of fame and attention? And there it was, the shortest interview I think I've ever had. And he just, that's one for the books.
Safe to say he's not coming back on the air anytime soon.
I would call him back and tell him, listen, we were trying to have some fun with him. Why don't you try and do that, Peter? Just try and call him back, because we would like to know why he did vote for Max Scherzer from all the way in San Diego yet.
Maybe we can ask him about some free agents.
Well, Peter, one more time, try to give him a call back. And no, I'm serious. Try to give him a call back and let him know we were trying to do a little bit with the tongue-in-cheek and having some fun with him. But that is just incredible. You know, maybe there is a New York bias with him. From the San Diego Union, please. Do they even have Major League Baseball in San Diego? God forbid I should even suggest something like that with him. And I'm sure, old school, I'm sure the 10 wins factored into, his non-vote for Jacob DeGrom. Now, granted, you know, with the analytics, old school numbers will give you 1.70. And certainly with the analytics, with war involved, you know, I would like to use the term or give out that Jacob DeGrom may have lost the battle when it came to wins, but certainly won the war by winning the award. And, of course, I'm using war both literally and with the figuratively, because war is factored into with the pitching. That Jacob DeGrom had over the other two, Scherzer and Aaron Nola, who was a distant third. DeGrom, let's face it, and we all know that the team did not give him any kind of run support. The team didn't field well behind him or anyone else for that matter. Four times he didn't allow a run and walked away with a no decision. He allowed one run in 10 starts and went just 4-2 in those games. He allowed two runs five times and had a losing record in those games at 2-3. So if you ignore the win-loss record, which obviously 29 out of 30 did, DeGrom was brilliant and dominant. And you could even make the argument that he is just, in the history of baseball, just pitcher number 6 to finish with a sub-2 ERA and at least 250 strikeouts, joining, among others, Tom Seaver. So we'll go to the phones, and again, listen, sometimes when you take that kind of a chance, when you are going to do a little bit with some humor and some tongue-in-cheek, and some sarcasm, I guess we'll get that kind of reaction, especially from a laid-back San Diego Union Tribune writer who voted, and the only one who voted of the 30 votes, voted for Max Scherzer. So I would, Peter, I would try to call him back, not necessarily apologize, but explain to him we were trying to have a little bit of fun and would still like to get down to the nitty-gritty of why he voted for Max and why he didn't vote for Jacob DeGrom.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.